From Washington, this is VOA News. The death toll in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, from a massive truck bomb has now risen to 90. More than 300 were wounded. The bomb exploded Wednesday morning in the central Wazir Akbar Khan section of the city, home to foreign embassies and government offices. Dozens of vehicles and buildings were damaged. Afghan officials said the explosives were packed in a sewage tanker. The U.S. State Department said 11 American citizens working as contractors in Afghanistan were injured. None of their injuries is considered life-threatening. The Afghan intelligence agency has blamed the Haqqani network, based in neighboring Pakistan, allegedly. It fights alongside the Taliban. It also said Pakistan's spy agency helped plan the attack. Multiple news agencies are now reporting that President Trump will pull the United States out of the 2015 Paris Climate Accord, a major reversal of Obama-era policy that analysts say will please the president's supporters but anger America's allies. Just a few days ago, 22 Republican senators wrote to Trump asking him to, quote, make a clean break from the Paris Agreement. News of the pending U.S. pullout from the accord has prompted worried reactions among European allies. Nina Hachigian, a former U.S. ambassador to the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, said pulling out of the accord would be a, quote, utter disaster, both from an environmental point of view and a foreign policy point of view. Should Trump choose to pull the U.S. out of the agreement, America would join Syria and Nicaragua as the only non-participating countries. You are listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Hours after President Trump criticized comedian Kathy Griffin Wednesday for appearing in a photograph holding a reproduction of a severed, bloody head that resembled him, Griffin has lost a high-paying television job. CNN has terminated an agreement with her to host its New Year's Eve coverage. Earlier in the day, it said the picture was disgusting and offensive. On World No Tobacco Day Wednesday, the United Nations warned that more than 7 million people die prematurely every year from tobacco-related causes, and it said tobacco is a costly drain on national economies. The UN's World Health Organization urged governments to put in place strong tobacco control measures and called the plant a threat to development. It says by 2030, about 80% of the world's tobacco-related mortality will be in low- and middle-income countries.
Put those cigarettes down. The Global Health Agency and the United Nations Development Program have released a joint report showing the negative effects tobacco has on the environment, which includes damage to soil, which the report says can lead to deforestation. The report found that tobacco waste contains over 7,000 toxic chemicals that poison the environment, including human carcinogens. Besides leading to premature death, WHO finds that countless millions of people who smoke suffer from a wide variety of tobacco-related diseases and serious disabilities, including blindness, amputation, impotence, and poor oral health. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Floods and landslides that followed monsoon rains in Sri Lanka have now killed at least 202 people. The country's Disaster Management Center said 96 people are missing, and almost 80,000 people have been displaced and are in temporary shelters. The rain began falling late last week, and flooding and mudslides have destroyed hundreds of buildings and homes and have covered roads and farmland. More than 600,000 people have been affected. Sri Lanka's Army, Navy, and Air Force have all been working to develop deliver aid, that is, and help rescue those in danger. The UN, the United States, China, Japan, Pakistan, Australia, and India are among the nations that have promised to help with the relief effort. Two U.S. aircraft carriers have begun military exercises together in the Sea of Japan. That is what the U.S. Navy has told VOA. The carriers, along with the ships and aircraft assigned to each, began dual operations in international waters within the sea on Wednesday. The dual carrier exercises began just days after North Korea launched another missile into the Sea of Japan. You can find more on these and other stories anytime at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.